We've been learning practical knowledge from the book of Proverbs, and we've been focusing on words we speak and how we speak them and the nature of the character within us. And so we go back to the book of Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 24. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. What we say matters. Having something to say is great, but knowing how to say it is better. You know, many times the big challenge for all of us is when you feel you know the truth and the truth is on your side and you're communicating truth. Sometimes you can be very careless in communicating truth. I started my Christian ministry as an itinerant preacher. I was going around preaching. I preached in neighborhoods, and I preached in villages, and I preached in buses, and I preached everywhere. And those days, I used to be very, very strong in what I preached, because of course I knew the truth of God's word. I knew the truth about salvation, that Jesus is the Savior, and that some actions were sinful, and that unless people repented, they would perish. These are all truth. But the way you carry them can either be sweetness or it can be bitterness. And in my early days, I used to throw words about and be very, very careless about how I spoke to people. But over time, I learned having the truth does not exempt you from being courteous, from being kind, from being generous to people and understanding human nature and communicating well. And that's what the book of Proverbs is telling us. Knowing the truth is great, but how do you communicate it? How do you tell it? Sometimes even in marriages, one person says, well, what I say is the truth. The other person says, what I say is the truth. But the words they're throwing is not sweet at each other. It's bitter. And so the Bible says that pleasant words are like a honeycomb. Honeycomb is the sweetest part of the honey. In other words, no matter how truthful our word is, we can find ways of speaking them pleasantly. And speaking them in such a way that instead of repelling people and turning people away or making people feel hopeless and useless and people feel like trash and nothing, we can use the truth we know, speak pleasantly for people to desire change and transformation in their lives. And that's what this proverb is saying. It says when we speak pleasant words, it's sweetness to the soul. It gets into people and it convicts them and it helps them to make adjustments in their life. When you look at the ministry of Jesus Christ, he encountered some of the most deprived and depraved people on earth. Some of the people he met were bad people like Zacchaeus, bad people like tax collectors of his day, like prostitutes of his day. But his words did not stab at them. His words were pleasant to the soul. And so these people whom society thought were the most rotten found their way to Christ because he learned to speak the truth in a way that touches the soul and causes people to truly want and desire to live a good life for the Lord. And that's what God is recommending for us. Don't just hide behind what I'm saying is truth. Is it pleasant? Is it sweetness to the soul? Is it a blessing to somebody else? Are you speaking to repel people or you are speaking to draw people to God? And when we speak pleasant words, the passage says it becomes health to our bones. It simply means it just brings wholeness to us. Pleasant words will make you a whole person. You don't feel rotten. You just feel God can make me new and I can have a new life in Christ. And that is the Christian message and what God has called us to. Let us pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I receive wisdom to choose my words carefully. Let my words minister life to its hearers. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I'll catch you again tomorrow. I'm Pastor Mensah Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.